It's a competition for eyeballs. That's how advertisers describe their efforts to grab people's attention. Last Sunday's Super Bowl was a very big eyeball grabber, and it would have been bigger if the game was more of a cliffhanger. In the never-ending quest for more eyeballs, ads have expanded from traditional venues to less expected places, and commentator Lenore Scanese has had enough.
In bathroom stalls, elevators, and now even in the backseat of taxis, they cannot stop doing it. It is disgusting. Have they no shame? I'm speaking, of course, about advertisers. They are sticking ads everywhere, even hitherto virgin territory. A company in Detroit has started advertising on the floor of urinals, which, come to think of it, may be precisely where most people think advertising should be. But believe it or not, that company has a competitor in the Bronx, Flush Media, that places ads above the urinals, as well as in bathroom stalls and smack dab on the walls of health club shower rooms. What exactly do they advertise there? Soap? Shampoo? Liposuction? Or even... never mind. It's gotten to the point where the question is not where is there advertising, but where isn't there? Advertisers are placing ads on movie ticket stubs, shopping carts, and how could they resist, ATM screens. As long as you're waiting for your money, they might as well tell you how to spend it, right? Commercials blare from checkout counters. They pop up on computer screens. They're playing in movie theater lobbies, and then again, ad nauseum before the film. They call you at dinner time for what is telemarketing but the delivery of ads by phone. And then there's a Florida company that started placing ads inside golf holes. For what? Roof repair? In case you get a hole in one? Advertising Age magazine reports that an Amsterdam ad agency is offering free pre-printed strollers for any parents who don't mind pushing Precious in a billboard on wheels. They've also uncovered the European fad of painting ad slogans on live cows. Presumably these aren't for Big Macs. In many Manhattan office buildings and hotels, you can't even ride an elevator in silence. It's not music anymore. They've got actual TVs in there, making sure you know exactly what's going on or exactly what you can buy as you zoom up to the second floor. Why waste those 5 long seconds? My most recent and vexing ad assault came Christmas Day when my family was taking a taxi to a friend's apartment. "Welcome to our world of toys," sang the TV. Yes, TV embedded in the back seat. We couldn't turn it off, which meant the kids sat glued to a smarmy toy soldier pitching the magic of the season, that is, overpriced presents, even as the winter wonderland of a real, live white Christmas passed by their windows unnoticed. "The good life has been supplanted by the plastic promise of purchasable joy," I was about to shriek till I realized how hard that would be to say and explain. So I sat back to count my blessings, and here's one. At least we weren't in Europe gazing out on a herd of mooing, chewing, they know not what they're doing, advertising cows.
Lenore Scanese is a columnist for the New York Daily News.